Ma A fabulous performance of Largo al Factotum from Rossini's Barber of Seville. That was baritone Luke Sutcliffe with the accompanist Anna Smigelskaya. I hope I got that pronunciation right. The recording was July 24th, 2024. And Luke just happens to be on the phone with us to talk about the production of the Barber of Seville that he's doing in Toronto coming up. Good morning, Luke.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
You know, I'm doing just fine.
Why are you doing just fine? How come? What's going on?
Oh, nothing. I'm doing great.
You're in Houston right now. What's the temperature
in
Houston?
I'm in Houston.
Yeah.
Actually, it is, I don't know what it is in Celsius, but in Fahrenheit, it's 40 degrees. So it's a little chilly.
Yeah, absolutely. And is Houston your hometown, or are you performing something there right now?
This is where I have been based for a while. For the last 6 years, I did my graduate degree at Rice University here in Houston, and then I did the Young Artist Program at Houston Grand Opera. And so I've just been here for a little bit, but moving to Philadelphia in about 2 weeks.
Wow. You've got a lot on the go, just doing that and then coming up to Toronto to do the Barber of Seville.
Yes, it's going to be jam-packed. Yes. It'll be busy, but good.
Absolutely. So may I ask, why are you moving to Philadelphia?
Well, my partner... we are both opera singers, and she's from the Philly area, so be closer to her family.
Nice.
And also be closer to New York and the East Coast, mm-hmm. which will only give us more opportunities and more access to auditions and
of course
and whatnot.
It keeps you very busy. Have you ever been to Canada? Have you ever performed in Canada?
You know, I have never been to Canada.
Oh, well, get ready.
I've been so close. I've been to Buffalo, but that's about as close as I've gotten to Canada.
That's a couple hours away.
Not too far.
Listen, you make sure you bring a winter coat, okay?
Absolutely.
We've got some snow here right now.
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it, too. I'm very excited that you're coming to Toronto to sing that. Now, I know you've got Bravissimo, a concert at Roy Thomson Hall with the Canadian Opera Company Orchestra conducted by Johannes Debus. Will you be singing that aria there?
I will. Uh-huh. I will be singing that one.
So we'll get a chance to hear you.
Yes, a little preview.
Yeah, great. Now, how much do you know about this production you've got coming up? Because it's very particular. It's sort of new, isn't it?
I have never done this production. I don't know much about it at all.
That's okay.
Hopefully going into it with open arms, and I'll be very excited to do it. And I mean, just being on that stage and being with that orchestra alone I could care less what the production is. Having the opportunity to do that with that orchestra and these colleagues are you know,
that's a wonderful thing to say.
Well worth it all.
I'm glad to hear that. Very glad to hear that.
Yeah.
It's a great house, and the acoustic is wonderful. It will open the door for you so that you won't have to force or do anything that is not organic to your voice.
Amazing. Now, I'm so excited.
I'm excited too. So coming out of Rice University with a master's, what if you could say, if you could pre-see that for us over 6 years, what would you say are some of the most important things that you took away from that experience to become a professional baritone?
I think the biggest thing that I took away was my understanding of the voice from Dr. Stephen King.
Mm-hmm.
He taught at Rice, and he retired from Rice the same year that I graduated. But he also regularly teaches at the Houston Grand Opera. Mm-hmm. So once I was able to leave Rice and went to HGO, I was able to continue my studies with him. And I'd say my time with him really changed my thought process on singing and gave me an idea of what it takes to be heard at the back of the house. And it gave me just a different perspective from than what I had in undergrad. And I think that has taken me really far, at least from Rice. But with HGO, being there for 2 years as a studio artist, being on the stage, just as it is with the Young Artist Program with the Canadian Opera Company, being up on stage with some of the best, people who have been doing it for 20, 30 years and intuit so well, you learn so much from just watching and being just so up and close that those are moments that you can't really teach. Mm-hmm. You just have to experience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And those were some extremely valuable moments, extremely, extremely valuable learning experiences as
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
A great answer. Now, you know, I listening to your voice, if this is still Dr. King who's teaching you, I hear this beautifully warm sound, but a very open sound that almost opens up as you go higher. Of course, it's going to be louder,
yes.
But it's just
sure.
A very, very open sound where you use, it's like your entire body's committed to that sound and that it's, that, you know, you're using your entire head as a beautiful cavern for the sound.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm certainly trying.
Yeah. Well, it's gorgeous. Really beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, so let's, if we can't, well, let me get on to the role of Figaro, actually, with you.
Sure.
You've sung Figaro before. And
yes, I've done it a few times.
Oh, good. Well, that's great. Then we'll hear a very experienced
yeah.
Figaro.
Well, we're getting there.
Okay. Well, you're a barber for starters, right?
Yes, absolutely.
What do you think about Figaro? Who is he?
Oh, boy. He is, honestly, I think he's a good man. He comes not from it doesn't necessarily come from a well-off background, so he's kind of had to kind of scrounge to make a living, but he never gives up. He is always, always giving everything 110%. And he's just a likable guy. He's you can say he's a little overconfident sometimes about about his approach to things, but you'll never tell. He'll always make you feel that he's doing everything exactly how it's supposed to be done.
Hmm. Any stretch of a role for you there, Luke?
No, not really. I'm fortunate that my voice sits a little bit higher than most of the baritone repertoire,
mm-hmm.
and so this role really fits my voice. It's really in the sweet spot of my voice. I really believe that that this role showcases a lot of the colors and a lot of the things that I have to offer as a singer, whereas other roles may not. So I feel very fortunate that I like this role, and it seems that this role likes me.
Yeah, so it certainly didn't mean a stretch of a role for you vocally. I meant I was being sarcastic and that this role is suited to you because that's how Figaro is. Are you, you can relate to me. I would never say that question. Or a big stretch for you, eh, Luke?
Hey.
Not for a minute. It's gorgeous. And
thank you.
I sort of was teasing about your personality. It seems like it could be, you could very easily go into the role, even if you were speaking it.
Hey, I think living with the role for a handful of years now, I feel like I understand the character, or at least I understand my version of the character. It feels natural. It feels comfortable. It feels that, I don't know, it maybe not necessarily wake up and sing, but But definitely, I could hit the ground running, I feel like, at any moment, and feel like I have something to say, feel like I have something to offer to the stage, to my colleagues, which is always a really nice thing to feel after you lived with a piece of music for so long. And it's really nice to do this role in other productions and get other people's point of views and their opinions on the role. And every person you work with and every director you work with and colleague, you get a slightly different version of the same role every time. But every single time you do that, it deepens your understanding of the music and of the role itself.
And it must be wonderful to be so comfortable with the role and to have done it several times that you take it into a rehearsal experience that way, and you can thoroughly enjoy because you can share energies.
Yes, absolutely. There's nothing like it. I will say, the first time doing this role, I did my homework. I was prepared. I did as much as I could, but you learn so much more about the whole role, about any role really, just getting it up on its feet. So the first time doing that is always a bit of a feat.
Of course.
No pun intended.
Why not? It's okay with me.
But yeah, doing it a couple times now, and it's crazy how much you learn about the role when you're not working on the role.
Of course.
Living with it for so long and then putting it away and then coming back to it, you feel like after having a break or some version of a hiatus from the role, that you, every time you open that score back open again, you're, oh, I remember this. Oh, I understand this. Oh, this makes more sense now. And it's just something that comes with time.
Wow.
And it's really nice. And yeah.
So you'll really be ready to receive this really fascinating production. I think it's going to be wonderful.
Yeah, I will do my best.
I'm sure you will.
I'm very much looking forward to it. I've done roles. I've done this version. This role with in a production where Figaro was basically a version of Prince. So, very, very rock and roll, and we had a whole choreographed dance in the Act Two finale.
Oh,
I feel like I've done a couple different versions of it. Nothing, I guess, nothing too crazy, but I've definitely seen some different points of view on Seville in the whole. So yeah, I'm excited to be a part of this next one.
Luke, thank you. I'm so happy to be talking with you. I'm sorry we didn't get on more to Bravissimo, but for me, the opera and you being here and welcoming you to our city and to the Canadian Opera Company, it's a very exciting thing, and I'm very excited to have you coming to Toronto to do this production.
Oh, thank you very much. I feel extremely fortunate.
Great. Well, you deserve it. You deserve it. Thanks very much.
Luke, thank you.
We look forward and I hope to get a chance to meet you, perhaps after Bravissimo or after one of the operas.
Yes, that'd be fantastic. Yeah. I look forward to it.
Lovely. Thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Luke Sutcliffe will be performing in Bravissimo New Year's at the Opera at Roy Thomson Hall on New Year's Eve at 7 p.m. Tickets are available at roythomsonhall.com or by phone at 416-872-4255. And for the opera, you can go to coc.ca. Very exciting performance. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.